Hi everyone, welcome to Politically Razi episode 1. My name is Sarah Razi and I'm a member of the Probably Political podcast, and today I will be talking about universal testing, universal basic income, and stimulus checks. So before we begin, I'd like to define the following. Universal testing is simply COVID-19 testing for everyone in our country. Number 2, universal basic income, also known as UBI, is money distributed to all members of society. And number 3, stimulus checks are payments given to specific United States citizens for the duration of the pandemic. With further ado, we will begin with universal testing. As of May 15, 2020, there has been a total of 1.45 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 86,607 casualties. In order to prevent the spread of the virus, social distancing rules have been set in place, closing non-essential businesses and providing testing to certain members of the community. There are also 3 types of testing, such as nasal swab test, antibody testing, and most recently, the Rutgers University saliva test. According to CDC.gov, there are 3 priorities to receive a COVID-19 test. Number 1, to ensure optimal care conditions for all hospital patients, we must lessen the risk of healthcare-associated infections and maintain the integrity of the United States healthcare system. This section includes hospitalized patients, healthcare workers. Number 2 states that we must ensure those at the highest risk of contagion and complication of infection are rapidly identified and appropriately triaged. This includes patients in long-term care facilities, patients 65 years or older, and first responders. All these people should have symptoms or they will not be recognized. Number 3, we must test individuals in the surrounding community of rapidly increasing hospital cases to decrease community spread and monitor health of essential workers. This section includes healthcare workers, first responders, and individuals with mild symptoms. However, those who are not prioritized are individuals without symptoms. They are called asymptomatics and are our silent carriers. Therefore, these priorities stand in the way of allowing only certain people to be tested, and this disregards asymptomatics who reside in the public, and half the time they don't even know if they have the virus, and they're able to spread the virus by within 6 feet or within closer distances. By universal testing, we will be able to mail every person tests so that they would know if they've already had the COVID infection or if they have it right now. Those who already have the COVID-19 infection and the unaffected will then be able to get back out and jumpstart the economy. It is also very important to determine who is asymptomatic by conducting these tests, since the asymptomatics belong to majority of the population and are infecting people with the virus. Therefore, this is the only viable stimulus to restart the economy and to open up our country. What we do know is that with the closure of non-essential businesses, millions of Americans had no choice but to file for unemployment. Non-essential workers, the unemployed, and the poor need money right now in order to pay off bills, afford food, water, and rent. These people need money from the government in order to maintain a living during this pandemic, such as the need for universal basic income or stimulus checks. According to CNBC.com, COVID-19 has taken a toll on the economy, leaving 36.5 million unemployed. State governments have issued the closing of non-essential businesses such as J.Crew, JCPenney, Macy's, and smaller businesses. The idea of a universal basic income has been recommended by many senators such as Senator Mitt Romney and Senator Bernie Sanders. UBI is a governmental guarantee that all members of society will receive a minimum income. It provides enough money in order to cover living expenses and financial security. UBI became very popular in the United States due to former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who promised as president he would give every adult $1,000 a month and each child $300 per month. There are many advantages of universal basic income, such as it reduces poverty, income inequality, and improves health. It also guarantees income for the unemployed, caregivers, and empowers unpaid roles for women. It also leads to substantial job growth. Students are then able to focus on school as they receive money from the government and their grades improve. Home ownership rates increase from 4 to 6%, and payments then help stabilize the economy during recession payments. There are also many disadvantages to universal basic income, such as it takes money away from welfare, workfare, credit subsidies, unemployment insurances, disability benefits, and national minimum wage laws. In order to gain an understanding of how people think about universal basic income, I have provided 3 polls on social media outlets, 2 on Instagram and 1 on Twitter, called "Do You Support a Universal Basic Income?" On my personal Instagram account, 71% voted yes and 29% voted no. On our podcast Instagram account, 70% voted no and 30% voted yes. On Twitter, at Probably Political, there was a total of 603 votes. 96% voted yes and 4% voted no. Therefore, an extreme amount of replies and retweets were done, and I was extremely impressed. Those who are pro-UBI said that UBI won't cause inflation when funded with a VAT, aka a Yang plan, which is true. For those who oppose UBI, they stated that when you rely entirely on the government, you'll allow them to restrict and place requirements onto your life. Therefore, these are excellent arguments, and I agree with both of them. In conclusion, I'm neither or against universal basic income. Yes, I'm neutral with the topic, and it provides support and temporary money for the unemployed, bills, and reduces poverty. But personally, it serves as a temporary bandage for our families. It also circulates money around in the system and takes away funding from unemployment insurances, disability benefits, and restricts adults to only $1,000 a month. Whereas unemployment will provide more money based on size of household. With mass layoffs, bankrupted businesses have led consumer spending to a halt. With millions of Americans unemployed, the need for money exceeded in the last 2 months. On April 8, 2020, the House of Representatives introduced an Emergency Money for the People Act. This act gave $2,000 a month to Americans over the age of 16 who make less than $130,000 per year. These payments are similar to a systematic universal basic income and plan to continue for the next 6 months if passed. This proposal follows the recent passed Coronavirus Aid and Relief and Economic Security Act, or as we all know, the CARES Act. This act was simply a one-time cash payment of $1,200 to Americans who qualify based on earnings of their Social Security status. There are many questions circulating around stimulus checks. This question asks, how do you know if you qualify for a stimulus check? Well, the answer is really simple. The IRS uses information from your 2018 or 2019 tax return to see if you qualify for economic impact payment. To qualify for payment, you must be a United States citizen or U.S. resident alien. You must not be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax return. You also must have a valid Social Security number. Or if you or your spouse is in the Army, one of you must have a valid Social Security number. There were also many confusions between college students if they would receive a stimulus check. The answer was no for the $1,200 check because under this act, college students are considered as dependents. You must also qualify for the stimulus check if you have received SS retirement, if you received SSI, if you are a railroad retirement survivor, if you are a veteran, and if you are a child under the age of 17, you will receive $500. Over 80 million people have already received their stimulus checks, but it will take months for all the checks to be issued. In response to the one-time payment presented by the CARES Act, a second stimulus check proposal was introduced by Senator Kamala Harris and Senator Bernie Sanders. This stimulus check would deliver $2,000 to U.S. residents, including children, until the pandemic is over. It is available to U.S. residents even if they don't have a Social Security number. It includes undocumented immigrants who pay taxes but don't have a Social Security number. It includes married couples that will receive $4,000. And $2,000 will be given to each child, up to 3 children per family per month. Therefore, this Emergency Money for the People Act is different in 4 ways from the CARES Act. Number 1, it provides taxpayers with a larger stimulus payment. Number 2, payments would last 6 to 12 months instead of the previous one-time payment. Number three, individuals over the age of 16 can receive the check, even if someone else claims them as dependents. Number four, it offers more payment options, such as direct deposit, check, prepaid debit card, Venmo, and PayPal. Taxpayers will be eligible if they meet the following requirements. Number one, individuals over the age of 16 who earn less than 130 grand annually. Number two, married couples earning less than $260,000 will be eligible for $4,000 per month. Taxpayers would receive an additional $500 for up to three children. High school, college students, and adults with disabilities will be eligible for the stimulus payment. People who are unemployed or have zero earnings will receive the stimulus check. Another question is, what would eligibility be based on? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Number one, it will be based on your 2018 and 2019 tax returns. Number two, those ineligible by those two tax returns will be eligible in 2020 if they submit two consecutive months of paychecks to verify income eligibility. This bill provides a lift to those who are financially struggling with the one-time $1,200 because it simply wasn't enough. Receiving money from the government does fix some financial problems, but as a country, we need to keep our people safe. If you think about it like this, money is a temporary bandage. It doesn't last forever, and you need to keep receiving it and spending it in order to maintain a living. It doesn't keep anyone safe, but what does keep our people safe is to abandon the three priorities that the CDC displayed for us, and to give each and every person in our country a COVID-19 test. We need to figure out immediately who is asymptomatic and symptomatic right away and isolate them for treatment while allowing the unaffected and the survivors to step back out and to jumpstart our economy. Yes, it may cost a lot, but if we can spend trillions of dollars in our defense budget by sending our troops to endless wars in the Middle East, then there is no excuse to protect our Americans in our homeland. Now is not the time to be partisan or to play political games. It is a matter of life and death. It is the matter of saving lives. In conclusion, thank you for tuning in, you guys. I hope you stay safe and keep yourselves busy during this troubling time. If you liked my video, please share and don't forget to subscribe and to vote on my poll next week for my next video. This is Politically Rozzy signing off. Peace out.